been a street lamp, and it troubled him exceedingly. Whatever might happen, one thing seemed certain, that he would be separated from the watchman and his wife, whose family he looked upon as his own. The lamp had first been hung up on that very evening that the watchman, then a robust young man, had entered upon the duties of his office. Ah, well, it was a very long time since one became a lamp and the other a watchman. His wife had a little pride in those days. She seldom condescended to glance at the lamp, excepting when she passed by in the evening, never in the daytime, but in later years, when all these, the watchman, the wife, and the lamp, had grown old, she had attended to it, cleaned it, and supplied it with oil. The old people were thoroughly honest. They had never cheated the lamp of a single drop of the oil provided for it. This was the lamp's last night in the street, and tomorrow he must go to the town hall. Two very dark things to think of. No wonder he did not burn brightly. Many other thoughts also passed through his mind. How many persons he had lighted on their way, and how much he had seen, as much, very likely, as the mayor and corporation themselves. None of these thoughts were uttered aloud, however, for he was a good, honourable old lamp, who would not willingly do harm to anyone, especially to those in authority. As many things were recalled to his mind, the light would flash up with sudden brightness. He had at such moments a conviction that he would be remembered. There was a handsome young man once, thought he. It is certainly a long while ago, but I remember he had a little note, written on pink paper with a gold edge. The writing was elegant, evidently a lady's hand. Twice he read it through and kissed it, and then looked up at me with eyes that said quite plainly, "I am the happiest of men." Only he and I know what was written on this his first letter from his lady love. Ah, yes, and there was another pair of eyes that I remember. It is really wonderful how the thoughts jump from one thing to another. A funeral passed through the street. A young and beautiful woman lay on a bier, decked with garlands of flowers and attended by torches, which quite overpowered my light. All along the street stood the people from the houses in crowds ready to join the procession. But when the torches had passed from before me and I could look around, I saw one person alone, standing, leaning against my post and weeping. Never shall I forget the sorrowful eyes that looked up at me. These and similar reflections occupied the old street lamp. On this, the last time that his light would shine. The sentry, when he is relieved from his post, knows at least who will succeed him, and may whisper a few words to him, but the lamp did not know his successor, or he could have given him a few hints respecting rain or mist, and could have informed him how far the moon's rays would rest on the pavement, and from which side the wind generally blew, and so on. On the bridge over the canal stood three persons who wished to recommend themselves to the lamp, for they thought he could give the office to whomsoever he chose. The first was a herring's head, which could emit light in the darkness. He remarked that it would be a great saving of oil if they placed him on the lamppost. Number two was a piece of rotten wood, which also shines in the dark. He considered himself descended from an old stem, once the pride of the forest. The third was a glowworm, and how he found his way there the lamp could not imagine, yet there he was, and could really give light as well as the others. But the rotten wood and the herring's head declared most solemnly, by all they held sacred, that the glowworm only gave light at certain times and must not be allowed to compete with themselves. The old lamp assured them that not one of them could give sufficient light to fill the position of a street lamp, but they would believe nothing he said. And when they discovered that he had not the power of naming his successor, they said they were very glad to hear it, for the lamp was too old and worn out to make